I'm Megan Lynch. Missouri Task Force One is helping with flood recovery in Texas.
They asked us to send four HRD or human remains detection canine dogs and handlers. And then we also sent one additional member on the Type 3 team as a search team manager to help with that, those extra dogs.
Boone County Assistant Fire Chief Gail Blomenkamp tells KMOX the 52-member team left Missouri early Monday. The original plan was to help with search and recovery in Kerr County, but now the team is in San Antonio awaiting instructions from local officials. The first hearing for St. Louis City Sheriff Alfred Montgomery happens today.
Sheriff Alfred Montgomery is facing his removal from office as Attorney General Andrew Bailey accuses him of unconstitutional nepotism, handcuffing the deputy director of the City Justice Center, and using department staff and vehicles to transport his kids to and from school. Montgomery, despite video evidence supporting the Attorney General's claims, has denied any wrongdoing and insists he isn't resigning. Bailey said he plans to ask for Montgomery's immediate removal pending his adjudication. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
A 15-year-old was shot and killed in the 2700 block of Darla Court. St. Louis County Police from the City of Jennings Precinct responded to the shooting call about 10 minutes before 4 yesterday afternoon. Officers found the victim with life-threatening injuries. He was pronounced dead after being taken to the hospital. The investigation is ongoing. There are no suspects in custody. The man who ran over two women after a Drake concert could get up to 50 years in prison.
This is Stuart McMillan. I sat in the civil courts building a row in front of Monty Henderson's family, who were asked to remain quiet during the plea hearing, but it was impossible for them to hold back emotions, crying and sobbing as the judge revoked the 23-year-old's bond. He was ordered to serve in jail until sentencing September 19th. He pled guilty to all four counts as he now admits to running over two women after a Drake concert last year. The assistant circuit attorney mentioned the fact that he was nearly 2 points over the legal limit, but interestingly enough, no DWI charge was tacked on. The state argued that he is a danger to the community and a flight risk. The judge agreed.
Fresh off the passage of the Big Beautiful Bill, U.S. Senator Josh Hawley returned to Missouri to tout the expansion and reauthorization of the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act. The legislation brings potential problems for Missouri, including concerns about funding for rural hospitals once increased allocations expire and Medicaid cuts take effect. Senator Hawley states those impending cuts are his next legislative focus.
But I'm going to dedicate myself, with all the urgency I've dedicated myself to this fight, to seeing that in the 2030s and beyond, there are no Medicaid cuts that take effect.
Hawley adds, over the next 4 years, Missouri will see an increase in funding to rural hospitals due to amendments to the Big Beautiful Bill. Fewer Illinoisans may be eligible for the food assistance program SNAP under the latest domestic policy plan signed by President Donald Trump. Capital News Illinois reports 360,000 people in the state could lose benefits as new work requirements for SNAP are instituted. Nearly 2 million people in Illinois receive benefits from SNAP. The legislation requires states to cover a greater portion of those benefits along with a majority of administrative costs. The changes could wind up forcing Illinois to spend hundreds of millions of dollars more on SNAP. Progress continues on redeveloping the abandoned Millennium Hotel property in downtown St. Louis. The Gateway Arch Park Foundation has officially closed on the purchase of the four-acre site overlooking the arch grounds and river. Later this morning, local leaders will unveil more details at a Ballpark Village news conference. The Cordish company is planning a $670 million mixed-use redevelopment aiming to reimagine downtown's urban core. The Millennium Hotel has been vacant since 2014. One developer wants to turn Wood River, Illinois, into Hollywood River.
You might ask, why Illinois or why Wood River?
And Chris Brakewell has an answer. He wants to turn the empty Envirotech Business Park into studios for movie and television production. Brakewell says the combination of Illinois tax credits and the St. Louis area's varied and historic architecture could be big. He also wants to add esports to the mix.
Really, technology is driving making movies in the future. So esports kind of lends itself to virtual reality and some of the other technology-driven filmmaking needs.
Wood River Council members approved selling the former business park to him. He hopes to break ground in January and be saying,
action!
By 2027. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
The St. Louis Cardinals and KMOX renewing our vows, extending our agreement to be the flagship home of Cardinals baseball by multiple years. Cards manager Oliver Marmol says he enjoys answering fans' questions on the Gas House Gang.
For me, I think it's a great way to communicate to the fan base, and it's deserving. And the way we've set this up this year, where it allows them to kind of interact a little bit more and have questions and be able to have those questions answered is meaningful. So I'm glad to be a part of it, and I appreciate you guys.
Odyssey St. Louis Senior Vice President Becky Damian says in a statement, this collaboration is a testament to our commitment to delivering the content our community loves.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.